This is the 2018 Statehouse Podcast from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news and peer.
The South Dakota Speaker of the House wants voters to decide whether legislators should get a pay increase. He wants to tie legislator pay to the median household income in the state rather than have lawmakers set their own pay. One critic of the measure says legislators should decide what would inevitably be a pay increase, not voters. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
House Joint Resolution 1001 removes the authority of the legislature to set their own pay. That pay is currently around $6,000 and hasn't increased since 1998. Adjusted for inflation from that time, the $6,000 comes close to about $9,000. The median household income in South Dakota has hovered around $50,000 since 2006. If approved by both the legislature and the voters, lawmaker salary would increase to roughly $10,200. Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson is sponsoring the resolution.
We have a very good group of legislators. They have a very common set of backgrounds. Okay? They're primarily business owners and self-employed individuals. If we want to widen out the types of individuals that can really make some of the sacrifices to come serve and take 2.5-3 months off of work, we probably need to look at replacing that compensation.
Mickelson says if approved, legislators would be asking their bosses, the voters, if they agree. If passed, that would mean an additional $440,000. Mickelson says he thinks the legislature is worth that. But one lawmaker says legislators should make the decision to increase their pay, not the voters. Representative David Luss says he agrees legislators need an increase in compensation.
Our salary has been raised historically by legislators in the past, so I realize maybe a little different political environment now, but it's just with any vote. If you can't justify your vote, then it becomes a tough vote. But this is clearly justifiable given how little we are compensated for what we do.
Lust is filling the seat of the late Representative Dan Dryden, who died prior to the last election. Lust has indicated he doesn't plan on running for re-election. If passed, the change in legislator compensation would take effect on July of 2019, meaning no current legislator would be impacted by the decision unless reelected. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger, NPR.
A bill on its way to the Senate floor streamlines the licensing process for mental health and other counselors moving to South Dakota from another state. Under current law, a South Dakota license is only granted if a counselor's original state has similar requirements. Terry Dosh is the executive director of the South Dakota Council of Mental Health Centers. He says counselor turnover is as high as 40% a year in rural areas like Lemon and Winter. He says out-of-state counselors help fill those positions.
From time to time, it's licensing barriers that block the path to being able to access the supply of the professionals that you really need.
House Bill 1040 grants licenses to counselors based on years of experience and good standing under their original state's authority. It also includes an emergency clause to put it in effect as soon as it passes. Avera Health lobbyist Deb Fisher Clemens supports the bill and the emergency clause.
Two of the people that I'm aware of have 15 plus years experience, and we need them, and because of this problem, we cannot hire them.
Mental health counselors require 5 years minimum experience under the bill. Other counselors require 3 years of experience. House Bill 1077 updates certain language regarding capital punishment. It also makes some revisions with the mandatory sentence law for those persons with an intellectual disability convicted of murder in the first degree. Senator Dan Ahlers from Del Rapids explains the measure.
The terminology mental retarded and mental retardation and replaces it with intellectually disabled and intellectual disability. The term intellectual disability covers the same population of individuals who are diagnosed previously with mental retardation in number, kind, level, type, duration of the disability, and the need of those individuals. The term intellectual disability has gradually replaced mental retardation nationwide. Advocates for individuals with intellectual disability have rightfully asserted the term mental retardation has negative connotations, has become offensive to those individuals that have this disability and result in misunderstandings in the nature of the disorder of those who have it. The second portion of this bill, on page 2, line 22, deletes the term without parole. While some of you may have been concerned with the notion that it's allowing parole for these individuals, it's merely striking redundant language. And someday I would like to have a conversation about the without parole, but today is not that day. In codified law, under 24-15A-32 and under 2415A32.1, it states that in South Dakota, a life in prison means life in prison. There is no option for parole. So with that, I would request your support of House Bill 1077.
House Bill 1077 passed by a vote of 62-0 and now moves over to the Senate. South Dakota lawmakers are weighing the issue of a mother's privacy over her infant's health. The debate begins in the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has the story.
Senate Bill 105 authorizes healthcare practitioners to test infants up to 28 days old for controlled substances if they exhibit relevant symptoms. The bill allows the test with or without parental consent. If results are positive, the practitioner must report them to the Department of Social Services. Proponents of the bill include healthcare lobbyists and current practitioners. They say the legislation allows for better care of infants who can't speak for themselves. There was no opposing testimony. During committee questions, Senator Neil Tapio says he's concerned for a mother's right against self-incrimination.
What we don't want to do is to be able to have a mother make a decision that she doesn't want to go to a hospital because of some sort of a ramification. So it's a very delicate issue.
The debate raises the question of drug addiction and trauma for Senator Kevin Killer. He says removing an infant from the home doesn't solve the root problem of addiction. Senator Deb Soholt is chair of the committee and the sponsor of the bill. She acknowledges the tension between infant health and parental privacy, but says the priority should lie with the infant. She also recognizes the need for further action against addiction.
The intention is to do an assessment and to help provide support to the family and healing to the infant. So it's a very small bite at a large apple.
The bill moves on to the Senate floor with a 6-1 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2018 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free sd.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Connect with us on social media by liking us on the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.